Hello. Welcome to our midweek message. I am at Lake Junaluska in Waynesville, North Carolina, and coming to you this morning. Well, it's morning to me, the morning, Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving. Sunday we were in John chapter 6, and if you can go back there and check out a few of those parts, it's a good place to be. But we talked about two thankful nevers, and I want to return to the first one, where Jesus says, all who come to me will never hunger and never thirst. We will find satisfaction in him. And as we're looking in the U.S. at a holiday we call Thanksgiving, where we usually gather with friends, family, around a table and enjoy way too much food, it might feel like in that passage that Jesus is saying, you'll never have to sit down at a table and eat or drink again. But we know that's not true, because part of the hope of our life eternal with Jesus is actually sitting down to table with him. So we know that there'll be times in the future of eating, of fellowshipping around a table. So it's not like you'll never eat again, you'll never drink anything again. You won't need that. But Jesus is more trying to teach this idea, and when he uses the word never here, it is a continual offer, but it is dependent upon where you take it. For instance, the second never in the same passage says that he will never cast us out. All who come to him will never be cast out. That is a never, ever, ever. It's never going to happen. He's never going to cast out those who come to him. But the first never in that passage, Jesus is saying, if you sit down at other tables, if you go to other sources for your fulfillment, you will find yourself perpetually hungry and thirsty. Those things can't satisfy or sustain you. Whereas, if you will come to me, Jesus says, you will find yourself never hungry and never thirsty. In other words, he is satisfying. He is everything you need. He will not leave you wanting in your soul. Jesus is all that we need. So the idea here is got a twofold application. We did talk about it on Sunday morning, where one is Jesus inviting us to come back for this fellowship, come back for this interaction over and over and over again. He says, keep sitting down at the table with me, and you will not be disappointed. But know this, whenever you choose to go to another table, whenever you choose to seek out fulfillment in another source, I will never ever cast you out. You catch that? So there's the invitation, but we often fail to accept the invitation, and we go other places that we know aren't gonna fix anything. We know it's not going to fulfill us. I mean, I'm at Lake Junaluska, y'all. This is a beautiful location. I am drinking in of the beauty. I don't know if you can see behind me, but there's a couple of swans there swimming behind me on the lake. There have been Canadian geese flying in, little coots, little mallards. It's been a pretty morning. But as beautiful as God's creation is, I have a deeper hunger and a deeper thirst that none of this can fulfill. This is great, but it can't fulfill it. It's healing, it's helpful, it's a good table to come to, but it's not Jesus. And when I choose to have these things try to fulfill me rather than my walk with Jesus, then I will find myself over and over again disappointed. And in the disappointment, Jesus says, you're going to feel some guilt. Then know this, I'll never cast you out. That crazy? That's crazy good, isn't it? That we can come back to him again and again. Now, I'm talking about trying to be sustained with, you know, beautiful things, parts of God's creation. You know, there are worse tables that we sit at, right? There are more insidious things that draw us to a table that's not good for us. And sometimes we do go to those instead of Jesus. And there's a better table for you to sit at. So choose the best table and know this. On the occasions when you don't, he will never, ever, ever cast you out, because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Happy Thanksgiving.